God's servant Israel is endowed with the Spirit in order to bring justice to the nations. The servant will not exercise authority boisterously or with violence, nor will weariness ever keep it from fulfilling its task. God's old promises have been fulfilled. The new assignment of the servant is to bring light to the nations. A reading from the book of Isaiah. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his teaching. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from prison, those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring up, I tell you of them. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God. Charles Darwin and the modern biblical creationist view the creative work of God, ironically, in the same way. They both relegate God's creative activity, God's creation of life, to once upon a time in the past. For the creationist who takes Genesis 1 literally, that's about 10,000 years ago. For Darwin, it's millions. This morning, I am going to challenge both using a different type of preaching. There are no sermon notes for today, but should something strike you, the manuscript and audio will be available online. Listen closely. The breath of life. Creation, the past. Wind, water, wonder. Deep time. The multi-million, indeed billion-year time frame within which scientists believe the Earth has existed, and which is supported by the observation of natural, mostly geological, phenomena. In the beginning, not just a few thousand years ago in some Middle Eastern garden, as the young Earth creationist will tell you, but centuries exponentially multiplied, ages past. Genesis 1. Now the earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was over the waters. The Spirit of God, alternate translation, wind, breath, from the Hebrew ruach, God understood not as a supreme being or entity, but according to mystical Judaism, primal vibrations, creative tremors that shook form out of chaos, matter out of energy, a whisper of wind that whirled the universe into being in the beginning. Long after the beginning, ages pass. Yet the same sacred breath that brought form out of chaos will bring a people, the Jews, out of slavery. Rise up, O prophet, and speak. From verse 5, thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, the fabric of the cosmos, stretched, glittering with stars, a beautiful image. He who speaks thus knows what we have forgotten. The only way to mystery is through metaphor. The cosmos, a fabric spread out by God. Then breath, spirit, wind, water, wonder in the beginning. A new beginning. Stand aside, you prophet, your visions of old, the source of creation, inanimate and cold. The age of science, a seminary student turned natural biologist, master of exquisite detail, discovers the mechanism by which life evolves, natural selection. And with it, survival of the best adapted, carving out in his origin of species a final gap for God. There is, he says, describing the evolutionary process, a grandeur in this view of life, having been originally breathed into a few forms or into one. There it is. Darwin's nod to God, but only a nod. For after God breathed in Genesis 1, his creative work was all but done. The good book says it, you know how it's true, that after a week, the good Lord was through. On the seventh day, he rested, or as some translations read, he stopped. Dear Darwin, it would seem, was right. In the beginning was the end for God. But wait, wait, the prophet cries, lies, lies, all of it, lies. God's work isn't over, his work isn't done, for each flash of being is just like day one. Each breath you take, each moment, it's true, comes from a source much deeper than you. Why, let's pause, limit God's work to the past? Does not the same breath that first brought matter to life animate you each moment of your life, continually giving you the power to exist, the power to resist non-being, a power that comes not from yourself, but one that you derive from a deeper cavern of being, a well of being, a life force, one that is breathed into you each moment, just as it was those first beautiful, bubbly, simple forms of aquatic life. Listen closely. The prophet isn't challenging Darwin's view of evolution. He is challenging Darwin's view of God. God didn't simply create once upon a time. God is always creating. Creation is ongoing. God continually generates each moment, each flash of being, each breath, ex nihilo, out of nothing, or ex profundis, out of the depths. From verse 5. Thus says God the Lord, who gives breath, present tense, to the people upon the earth, and spirit, wind, ruach, to those who walk on it. The whisper keeps whispering. The potter still works at her wheel. the wind that once swept over primeval waters, scattering the gift of breath upon inanimate forms, now fills your lungs with air. That same breath, Holy Spirit, Holy Ruach, links you and me with the first forms that filled the seas. How fascinating, the link. And the proof, good God, it's right under your nose. Your breath is not your own. Each moment, Genesis. Each moment, a beginning. Now pause once more. Consider the implications. True religion, I believe, does three things. It draws us out of ourselves, it connects us with others, and it inspires gratitude for this life and every breath we have. What if worship, what if every worship, every sermon, every hymn, and every prayer had the single purpose of cultivating within us a deep sense of gratitude for the miracle, the gift, the pure grace of each breath? Albert Einstein says it, there are only two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle. The other is as though everything is a miracle. And Martin Luther says it. In fact, he writes, God gives daily bread without our prayer, even to all evil people, but we ask in the Lord's Prayer that God cause us to recognize what our daily bread is and receive it with thanksgiving. All is miracle. All is gift. Each breath is pure grace in the beginning. A new beginning, reprise. Time now gone, debris of the past. Tell me, dear pastor, what will be last? Of breath you spoke, the source of it all, of tremors, vibrations before Adam's fall. Gliding across the waters of old, a vision such beauty that Genesis told. Of breath, the source of each living thing, appearing this morning in voices that sing. A truth you see beneath every nose, but the true new came only when Jesus arose. Filled with your breath, his form was renewed, a surprise to his followers, James, John, and Jude. Past, present, future, the theme is all breath, sustains us each moment and keeps us from death. Ahead one more mile, we await the next day when God's new creation will keep death at bay. The heavens shall open and God will descend like the breath upon Jesus, beginning the end. Then God and his breath will merge into one as Father was present in Christ, his Son. Our bodies are dust, to soil we turn, but the breath that is coming belongs to no urn. And now, dear friends, a last verse to share, verse 9 from Isaiah, the new I declare. Your loved ones consider those you miss most. Their breath, their essence, returns to its host. The eighth day of creation, a time yet to come, when breath will be all, and God will be one. Amen.